In the 1920s and 30s, the actors Jiří Voskovec and Jan Werich became legendary for their bitingly satirical songs that parodied the politics of the time in the tense years leading up to the war. Their Osvobozené divadlo, or Liberated Theatre, is remembered and loved to this day. During the wartime occupation, the two men escaped to America, but then their careers took very different directions. Werich returned home and took roles in several well-known films of the 1950s and 60s, while Voskovec decided to stay in the States. Against the odds, and despite never shaking off his Czech accent, he had a successful Hollywood career. Smuggling their letters past the censors, the two men continued to write to one another across the Iron Curtain, and in a way, this correspondence was a continuation of their fruitful earlier literary cooperation. Now, for the first time, some of the letters have just been published, thanks to the initiative of the Czech-American art collector and philanthropist Madame Látková, who told Radio Prague more about the letters.
There were these two, Voskovec and Werich, and they were commentators of the political system in humor. No?
Hey, Rook! Hey, Rook!
Kristina Voskovec, wife of Voskovec, because we were such good friends and because she has total confidence to me, I think, so she gave me the copyright. They spoke about the Shakespeare, about the Czech poets. For me, it was a great surprise to feel this extraordinary education of these two people. But the letters are also very vulgar on every page. Three times, four times. But they evidently wanted the letters to be published one day. This is clear. They wanted to keep it. They pronounced this, you keep these letters. And so I think the public will be fascinated, I hope.
Hey, Rup! S námi kdo bude najde práci. Hey, Rup! Hey, Rup! Jsme mladí, chceme žít.
Werich described meeting important people here in Prague and telling him about them. Voskovec the same about America. You see, he was quite important actor, Voskovec. He could never have the first role because of his accent, but he played films also with Elizabeth Taylor, for example, with Burton.
Radio Prague spoke to art collector Madame Látková. And the first of three volumes of the Voskovec and Werich letters between 1945 and 1962 was published on the 13th of February.